Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. If you can't tell, I am JR, and I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Happy Thursday night. Happy Friday morning to you. I'm going to be hanging out for, two more hours. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard at the conclusion of Thursday night football, where the Buffalo Bills took on the New England Patriots in what ultimately was a boring football game because the Buffalo Bills basically had them walk in a damn plank. 24-10 is the final score. Buffalo improves their record to 9-3 as they try to march towards the playoffs and hopefully secure the number one seed in the AFC. That's what the Bills are hoping for. In New England, they fall to 6-6. They might not make the playoffs. And let's be real here. And we knew this the whole damn season. Like, come on. If the New England Patriots got into the playoffs, what was going to happen? He's going to get smacked down, right? Smacked out. If the Patriots don't make the playoffs, so it's no big deal here for New England. It's just how much bleeding will you have on the way there, and when do you get patched up? So win, lose, draw, playoffs, no playoffs, these New England Patriots are just, it's treading water right now until they have a full offense to move forward. And so after their loss tonight, the New England Patriots at 6-6, they are now here still at the bottom of the AFC East. And now that the Buffalo Bills have picked up 9 victories, they are here at the top of the AFC East ahead of these Miami Dolphins. We're going to talk about the game. I want to get your thoughts, your opinions. You know how to reach me, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Throughout the course of the night, we have talked about Aaron Rodgers potentially having a seat before the season is done. He said he is full steam ahead against the Chicago Bears. We learned that Von Miller is going on IR. He's going to be away for at minimum a month. And really, you want him back in the playoffs to destroy quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson will be back against his former team, the Houston Texans, this upcoming Sunday. Antonio Brown, yes, he has an arrest warrant out for him. A misdemeanor, domestic violence. The last I looked, he was still holed up in his house. Police were trying to get him out. I wish that was the wildest thing in the world that we've heard today. Probably not. And then before we went to break, we talked about LeBron James and Jerry Jones and LeBron talking about the hypocrisy in media and calling things out. And plenty of people who will look at LeBron and say, oh, well, you're a hypocrite because of China. And, you know, there's so many different directions and diversions. And I guess people looking to invalidate the opinions of others because they might have been wrong. And so if you missed a minute of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's Audacy. You can always tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. I'm going to get to your calls because we have a lot of people on the line right now who have thoughts and opinions on LeBron and Jerry Jones. And if you have called, I'm going to get you on. We're going to talk about Thursday night football as well. Before I get back to the phone lines, Josh Allen, he just finished speaking to the media. I want you to hear what he had to say speaking to Amazon about his focus right now.
You know, obviously McDermott, what he preaches to us in our locker room is playoff caliber, and making the playoffs is our number one goal. So it's whatever I can do to help our team win football games, and that's being smart with the football, you know, making plays when they're there. Ultimately, like, our mindset now going forward is ending every drive with a kick, whether it's a PAT, field goal, or punt. So that's really all I'm trying to focus on. And again, when the plays are there, let's be smart but not conservative.
A couple of weeks ago, there was major focus on Josh Allen and his elbow, whether or not there's a major issue in that thing. And he's been out here playing tonight. He threw the football 33 times, completed 22 passes, 223 yards, and two touchdowns. It appears that elbow was fine. Josh Allen, he spoke to the media afterwards, and he said that elbow is fine.
I think every day it gets better. And again, it's something that I don't think about when I'm out in the field, and I think that's the most important thing. But again, continue to be in the training room and working with the guys, and you know, shout out our guys in our training room, guys and gals there, because I think we've got the best group in that training room. They work so hard, they work so many hours. You know, I can't tell them how much I appreciate them enough, and I think our team would say the same thing.
I wonder how many shots he has to get into his elbow before he goes out. Hey, Shep, you think they're numbing this man's elbow before he goes and plays?
The turnaround he's had the last 2 weeks, JR, has been incredible, man. Whatever's going on with that elbow, he seemed to rectify it.
Yeah, it's probably a needle, I assume.
Hopefully.
This is what these guys do to go out there and play. Did you hear Derek Carr crying 2 weeks ago?
I thought he moved past that.
The amount that we have to do to our bodies just to go. Listen, people be shocked at how much, maybe not, how much NFL players have to go through, and the drugs that they have to take, given to them from the team to go and play ball. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The Buffalo Bills beat New England tonight 24-10. We're going to get back to the game. I'm going to get to some of your calls, of which we have many thoughts and opinions on Jerry Jones and LeBron James. Let's go to Illinois, and let's talk to Vladimir. Hey, Vlad, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jared and Chef, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I agree with LeBron, but, you know, it's a different sport, and I know it's very, very controversial and stuff, but, you know, he has a point, but shouldn't just stick to football, or what do you think, Jared?
Should what?
Should he just...
I don't know where the hell he went.
Shouldn't he just stick to football?
Should who stick to football?
I think he meant to say, shouldn't he just stick to basketball?
he confused himself.
No, exactly.
No, for what? LeBron James, this isn't, this isn't Dennis Schroeder. This isn't Matt Ryan, who, by the way, was let go by the Los Angeles Lakers. This is not some dude at the end of the bench. This is one of the most famous athletes of all time, and he transcends basketball as a celebrity, as a businessman. Like, regardless what you think about him, his opinion and thoughts, they carry and hold weight outside of the realm of basketball. You can go ahead and ask Laura Ingram, who implored this man to quote-unquote shut up and dribble. And so when LeBron James, as one of our callers, wanted to say LeBron James is arrogant, and you know, he thinks he talked about the power that he has. And no, he's not saying, I'm the king, I have the power, you must, you know, bend down to the throne, how dare you not ask me these questions. No, think about what Laura Ingram said to the dude. Shut up and dribble. These guys need to go out there and shut up and dribble. He doesn't have to. He has power. He does have influence. And I think for the most part, if you can find me something, quote-unquote, outside of his reference to China, which was probably wrong, find me other instances. For a guy who's been in the media for 20-plus years, the decision in that? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Baltimore and talk to Nicole. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, JR. How are you?
Very well, Nicole. What's on your mind?
Good. You know, I'm calling because I absolutely resent callers like Justin and then the caller that was just on, because it seems to me that they keep trying to place athletes in these boxes where, just like Laura Ingram did when she was talking about, you know, LeBron needed to shut up and just dribble and as if that's all they are. They're not actual people with minds and brains and opinions and everything that we all have. You know, it's just, it's completely unfair. And LeBron was completely correct in addressing the media the way he did because they ask him questions about different sports all the time. It doesn't always begin and end with basketball. If there's something going on, if it's controversial, they'll ask, well, what do you think about so-and-so? You know, and nobody ever questions them. But when he turns the tables and questions the media, people like Justin seem to have a problem with it. And it's the same mindset that they had when LeBron was in Cleveland. It's almost as if they thought he was property, like they owned him, like how dare he leave. Same with Kevin Durant when he left Oklahoma City Thunder. It was so, the outrage was off the chain. It's like, how dare you leave? It's like, no, these guys devoted years to these teams. And the idea that they want to win a championship, that was such a bad idea for them to want to leave, was just, that was as hypocritical as it gets. Because when coaches and team owners want to better their team, they trade these players like they're chess pieces. And now that the players have the power to decide their own destinies and decide when they want to leave, and, you know, like, I've had enough of this team, and I want to win a championship, so I'm going to go ahead on and control my own destiny. I want to leave. They got upset. I mean, Oklahoma City Thunder fans treated Kevin Durant like he was scum. Cleveland treated LeBron James like he was scum, and it was as hypocritical as it gets. Okay. So, no, I don't think that LeBron was wrong. I think he was right in asserting his opinion, and I appreciate the fact that he's able to articulate himself and speak out for things that matter to him, and I think he should continue to do that.
All right. Well, thank you, Nicole, for calling from Baltimore. Appreciate you being succinct. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, how about that? Let's go to Louisville and talk to Dallas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, this is from a used-to-be Cowboy fan who's not no more. This photo disproves what we already knew, that he's a racist, and it disproves it.
Okay. Is that all you got, Dallas?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling from Louisville. Thank you. Kevin is also calling from Louisville. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
Very well, Kevin. What's on your mind?
Well, everybody's talking LeBron and everything. You know, I don't feel about all this. But let's talk about getting Brittany Griner home, okay? Who has influence? LeBron. Go. You know? Get Brittany Griner home.
Okay.
She is being over there. You know what's happening. You know what's happening, Doc. I'm just saying. I love you.
Okay.
But let's talk about that, JR.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kevin, for calling from Louisville. We have talked about Brittany Griner. LeBron James, if you want to reference LeBron, how many times can we ask LeBron about Brittany Griner? I mean, he has on multiple occasions talked about Brittany Griner. I don't think LeBron has a cape. I don't know if he has a Batmobile, what did he fly in, Shep? I don't know.
It was a Batmobile. You're right.
Well, that was, they didn't fly. He had something that flew in the air.
It was the Batmobile.
No, the Batmobile did not fly.
I could have sworn it was up in the air.
The Batmobile was on the ground, bro.
Well, anyway. It starts on the ground, but I it was like a flying saucer, no?
It's two different. It's something different. But the point is, LeBron James is not Superman. He's not Batman. He is not Jason Bourne. I mean, we can go up and down the line, up and down the list. He has mentioned Brittany Griner a lot, ad nauseum. And I think the issues there go way beyond LeBron James. And that's also something that he has spoken up for and against. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I want to switch it up and talk a little about this Thursday night football game. What a game by the Bills. I thought the defensive game plan was great. I really thought they made Mac Jones looked super uncomfortable. And then I think the other thing that this came down to was they started running the football, man. I mean, I feel like James Cook is a darn good running back. He knows what it's like to play in the NFL with his brother, Dalvin. You know, he's probably learned a lot from him. And to me, I think, you know, that you take a little bit of heat off of Josh Allen. We know he's not 100%. And I think this team, Herb Street said it best on the broadcast. Now, this is a team that if they've got a running game, man, they really are a dangerous team.
No, absolutely. Listen, the Buffalo Bills thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. We've heard a lot about this. Oh, man, Josh Allen's elbow is cooked, and the Buffalo Bills, they go on a little bit of a losing streak here. And now at this point, after tonight beating the New England Patriots, they turned a two-game losing streak against the New York Jets in Minnesota. They're now on a three-game winning streak. They're going to take on the New York Jets, obviously not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. And what are we going to do? They're still one of the best teams in the league. They're right there with the Kansas City Chiefs when you want to think about who will probably and likely, you know, have the bye in the AFC. The Chiefs are 9-2. The Dolphins in their same division, the AFC East with the Buffalo Bills, the Dolphins happen to be 8-3 right now. So the Buffalo Bills will be able to sit down this upcoming Sunday at home and watch. And Sunday night football, the Dolphins will take on the Chargers. And so it's that simple. Everybody could sit down and watch, and we can see if the Dolphins also improve their record to 9-3. And at that point, the Dolphins will have won 6 games in a row. And because of the way this season has gone up until now, the Buffalo Bills, you want to think about their first loss of the season? It was against Miami. And so if Miami goes ahead and beats the Chargers, they will take sole position, or possession, I should say, for the AFC East. They take on each other again in 2 weeks. The next coming matchups for the Buffalo Bills, it'll be against the Jets, Miami, then they'll be at Chicago, at Cincinnati, and they finish up the season, the Buffalo Bills do, by hosting the New England Patriots one more time. And at that point, they'll either try to be putting their stamp on having the number one seed and getting a bye, or who knows, they might want to relax. But the way the season is going between the Miami Dolphins and certainly the Chiefs, it's like every single game is going to matter. I don't think they'll have the luxury of, quote-unquote, taking a game off to rest anybody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'll get some more of your calls. You'll hear from more of the athletes here tonight from Thursday Night Football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. First time caller. You got a great show. I really like your show. You're really patient, and I think you're really objective.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS tonight, Thursday Night Football in Foxborough. The Buffalo Bills, they take care of the New England Patriots 24-10. This was not a competitive matchup by any stretch of the imagination. If you want to think about the total team stats, Buffalo Bills ran 72 plays to New England's 51. When it came to total yards tonight, Buffalo had 355 to New England's 242. Mac Jones, Patriots in whole, 182 yards passing. Patriots could only rush for 60 yards. Buffalo had 132. And when it comes down to time of possession, the Buffalo Bills had the football for approximately 40 minutes to the remaining 20 for New England. Devin McCourty, New England Patriot, longtime Patriot. He's going into their Ring of Honor whenever he decides to quit. And he's also a cool dude. I know Devin personally. This man, he talked about the pressure that's put on the defense when the offense isn't scoring.
I always tell guys, like, stick to doing your job and the plays will come. Like, we can't just go out there and kind of ignore our assignments and think, like, you know, I'm going to go make this play and then we're out of position. But the times that those plays do come are the times that, you know, we got to make those plays. We got to turn it around. We got to turn the tide.
Uh-oh. You know, folks out there not doing their job. I can't imagine what Bill Belichick is going to tell these damn guys. I can't imagine what Bill Belichick is going to tell the media, because this game stunk from a Patriots perspective. I'd hate to be a Pats fan up there freezing to see absolutely nothing taking place. But let's be real. If you're realistic, you knew this was going to be difficult for them to win. How are they going to go ahead and match up? Man, the Pats started this game going up 7-3, but after that, it was just all the Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen started things off throwing to Stephon Diggs in the second quarter. Listen to this. This is all courtesy of the Bills Radio Network.
Josh in the gun, second and goal from the 8. Takes it. Fakes the handoff. Wants to throw. Fires one into the end zone. Caught. It is a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, touchdown Buffalo. An 8-yard shot from Josh Allen. He threw it on the money for the Buffalo touchdown.
Yeah. And Buffalo went up 10-7 at that point. They took the lead. They didn't look back. Still in the second quarter, this was Josh Allen's other touchdown, the only other one that he threw for the game. He found Gabe Davis. They extended the lead to 17-7.
Josh Allen goes shotgun. Two receivers lined up right side, one to the left. Josh looks, going to throw. Pressured, moves to his right, out of the pocket, looks into the end zone, can't find anybody. Chase to the sideline, fires into the end zone, and it is caught. Gabe Davis makes the catch in the end zone. There is a flag on the play.
Yeah, that's going to be a hold on the defense. This is going to stand. What a play by Josh. Getting barreled down outside of the pocket and able to make the throw with
Mack
Wilson.
Before the pass was thrown, holding defense number 13. This penalty is declined. The result of the play is a touchdown.
I feel like the refs love it when they come out to say that. Oh, I got everybody at the edge of their seat. They think I'm going to call a penalty on the offense, but I'm going to call one on the defense and let everybody know that the play will still stand. That made the game 17-7. And you know what, for the hell of it, let's listen to the other score, the fourth quarter score by the Buffalo Bills, their final score, Devin Singletary, just putting the ball over the end zone. Listen to this.
Third and goal from the 1. Josh waiting for the snap. Motion Singletary to the right side. Josh gives it to Devin Singletary, cruises into the end zone, touchdown Buffalo. A 1-yard touchdown run by Motor Singletary.
Man, at that point, the game was 24-7. What's interesting about this? Nothing. We're watching one team, which is a Super Bowl contender, take on another team, which is outside of their Super Bowl contending window. That's it. We all know that. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is here from California. Go ahead, Mark.
What's going on there?
I'm good. What's up?
Yeah, so that Miami game that you were talking about where they lost by 2, I think Allen threw like 63 passes, 31 first downs, like 500 yards of offense, and they still lost by 2. But Buffalo, to me, you know, they're winning games and they're hot, but I think if Beckham comes, because I've always said they need another one, they need another number one receiver outside of Diggs. I mean, it's just people know they throw in a Diggs and then they're going to ISO Diggs, and kind of what happened last year in Kansas City. So they win a lot of close games, which is great. But come playoff time, you saw that game last year, which to me was the greatest playoff game I think I've ever seen in my life. But I think it was 13 seconds down. I just need to see a little bit more from them. You look at their schedule, it's not really too convincing. They play Cincinnati. You know, they play Miami again. That Jets game is going to be interesting because they lost to them, which they shouldn't have. But I don't really know about Buffalo. I still think Miami's better.
I think Cincinnati is playing good football right now. And when they get Chase back, I think they're better. The defense is finally playing better. I don't know. I think they're okay. Do you put Cincinnati ahead of Buffalo?
I would not. And I think this is one of the reasons, and thank you, Mark, for calling from California. This is why you go out there and play the games. You know, the Cincinnati Bengals are certainly hot right now. They're trying to take a supreme control from the Ravens when it comes down to the AFC North. It's not going to be easy. Buffalo has high expectations, but to say that, oh, I'm not sold on them, they're 9-3. They're not 9-3 by accident. We've seen a lot of teams so far here in the NFL kind of get by with the skin of their teeth, and they've kind of fell back to earth. I look at a team like the New York Giants, per se, barely getting by. And now they've been smacked with the reality stick, and they're 7-4. The Commanders are on a three-game winning streak. And so we know who the contending teams are when it comes to contending just for the playoffs. And then we know who the championship contenders are, the favorites. And the Buffalo Bills are there. And I don't think we should kind of punish a team or say, oh, they're barely getting by. Good teams are going to win a close one. I mean, look at the Ravens. People can say, oh, my God, they should be so much better if they knew how to close out a game. They're getting hit with the reality stick as well. 855-212-4CBS. Danny is here from Kentucky. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I just wanted to make my point real quick. You were talking about Laura Ingram telling LeBron to shut up and dribble. It's funny how they only say that to athletes and entertainers they disagree with. Like, no one came out when Aaron Rodgers had the anti-vax stance. None of them. They were all quiet, you know. And one, like, hell, without them, Kevin Sorbo doesn't even have any career anymore.
Oh, wow. We're talking about Hercules?
Yeah, without the right wing propping him up in his opinions, who would even think of him anymore?
Okay. You know, I haven't heard of Hercules in a long time. You know what, Danny? We talked about this last hour, and thank you for calling from Kentucky. I made it very clear. I think LeBron's ultimate point was that there is just a lot of hypocrisy in the media as to, you know, what gets covered and what gets mentioned and what doesn't. And it's true. And you know what? Yeah. To be honest, I don't think it matters whether it is someone who is on one side of an aisle and maybe in the middle or versus the other. I made the point prior to you calling that I think we all have to make our individual choices and decisions as to, you know, how we want to move forward. Because the fact is, and thank you, Danny, ain't nobody out here perfect. Nobody. I have yet to meet a human being that I 100% agree with. And I don't think I ever will. I don't want to. I think that's what makes us all unique. But I think it's also very smart of all of us to just take a listen to what other people have to say. Rich is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rich?
Hey, JR, I think I found something that you and your listeners will find interesting. And it's a metric that I think is more important in football. And this holds up, and I'll tell you in just a second, it holds up for both NFL and college. And what I looked at, because everybody has a gambling interest, right?
Not everybody.
Well, I know, but I mean, in terms of the interest in watching football, okay, the casual is going to watch if they have a play in their office pool or whatever. So I try to take a look at what I call the what counts factor. And this is never brought up, but I want to get your reaction to this.
Okay.
There's the two metrics are, which really together, who plays well in in the second half.
You need some water. Do I need to go to commercial? Do you need some water?
No, I'm good. I just had to.
Okay, what's your metric? I've been waiting to hear it, please.
All right, the metric is who has the best app.
Oh, my. Oh, well, hold on, Rich. I mean, well, damn. Marco Belletti, does he need some water? Can we get him some water, Marco?
I think we should. He's struggling. He's worse than I am.
Hey, Shep, is there a way that we can get water to somebody in Chicago?
So that was kind of my bad because that cough you heard,
right?
That was just me making fun of Jerry Jones.
That was a terrible joke.
No, because I thought Rich was going to do a Jerry Jones on us, so I was prognosticating.
What are you saying? You hit a cough button? What are you doing?
No, I played the Jerry Jones coughing.
You did?
Yeah. No. All that was Rich, but that cough you heard, not the clearing of the throat, but the cough is Jerry Jones, because I thought that's where we were going next.
No. I just want to get Rich water, because I don't think America wants to hear the man cough. Forget Jerry. We're not thinking about Jerry Jones and his cough.
Gotcha.
He has bigger issues right now.
I think he'd like us to think about his cough.
Hey, I'm sure he would like any deflection possible. Yeah, but Rich, man, go drink some water, and then we'll try you again.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I'll be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Tonight, Thursday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills defeat the New England Patriots 24-10. And the man that everyone wants to hear has spoken. That's Bill Belichick. He talked after the game. New England Patriots couldn't really muster a damn thing. They only had the ball 20 minutes. I mean, even here in the fourth quarter tonight, Buffalo at one point was ahead 24-7. This extra 3 points that the Patriots got, it was just a score. Let's try to make it look a little bit better. There was nothing there. And so Bill Belichick after the game, just listen to Bill Belichick.
All right. Not really too much to say here. Just obviously just couldn't do enough tonight. Again, give Buffalo credit. They're a good football team. But we just couldn't do enough. So had some opportunities, but just nothing in particular, just in general, not quite good enough in any area. Red area, offensively, the making plays in the kicking game. So it's about the end of it.
Okay, I mean, it's true. What else is there to say? We got to get to the rest of the games this upcoming Sunday. But as of right now, the New York Jets have the last playoff spot in the AFC. They're ahead of the New England Patriots, who are in the last place or last spot in the AFC East. The Chargers are in a better position right now. The New England Patriots are sitting in the ninth spot. They are not in the playoffs if they were to begin today. Chargers, they got their hands full. Sunday Night Football, they're going to take on a team that's going to look to light them up in the Miami Dolphins. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Rich is here from Chicago. I hope he had a glass of water. I hope he can make his point quickly. Rich, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, thanks. I will make it fast. I do have water in the car, and I'm getting over a cold, so I do have water, and I'm okay. But anyway, I'll be quick, and then I want your reaction to this. The correlation that I found really interesting is second half net point difference, and that is basically a team that scores a lot. Do they give up a lot? And basically, I know there's three reasons, and I want to qualify this before I give it back to you, because I'll give you an example of teams that demonstrate. it's obviously that the depth of the team is going to have something to do with that, that they run out of gas. Coaching adjustments at halftime, pretty important. And then the last piece is just teams that quit, and they quit in the second half. And I looked at NFL and college. I'll give you the NFL because it held up tonight. God. The number one team in the NFL that has the best net differential in the second half are the Kansas City Chiefs. Right. The worst teams, the last team in the NFL is Denver with Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They're ranked 32nd. And the bottom feeders are kind of interesting. They're all teams with aging quarterbacks. The 30th team is the Rams. Then you've got teams like the Buccaneers, the Packers, and the Bears. They're the only exception to that with a young quarterback at 21. But the teams that are winning, that's true in college, number one team in college.
Thank you, Rich. What is the conclusion? Give me the conclusion in a sentence. What is your final kind of nail here? What is it?
It's obvious to me the team that performs best under pressure second half has a correlation of about an 80% winning chance in either pros or college.
Well, that makes sense. The game is decided in the third and the fourth, which would happen to be the second half. And so, yes, that makes sense. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Rich. Okay. Hey, Shep, did you know that?
Nope.
Okay. Larry is calling from Cleveland, 855-212-4CBS. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
This is Mr. Rodriguez. I'm glad to speak to you, and I heard your show last night. I'm a self-advocate for people with disabilities in the community that's trying to make a name for myself out there and trying to make a change in this country.
Beautiful.
And, I'm going to tell you one thing. I want to meet with you. I want to meet with you in person because I appreciate what you do for the intellectually disabled. You do more yourself than all of our athletes do for. They don't do very much for the disabled community. I don't see them. I would not ever in my life support any athletes financially. I would never buy their jerseys. I would never do anything because they lost all my respect. All these we as people with disabilities are fighting for accessible, affordable, safe housing. And all we do is have problems with crime. These athletes need to hit these schools and do mentoring and do a lot of outreach in the community to try to make a change in these young kids' lives.
So,
these kids are falling through the cracks because we don't see these athletes coming out doing nothing in the community. I don't see them. I've never seen LeBron James in my life. I don't want to see him. If he wants to see me, he can come to Tower City at 9:00.
Okay, Larry. I don't want you to, give out all the information here.
No, I work in Tower City at 9:00.
Okay, Larry. Well, a couple of things. Thank you for the kind words to me.
I want to meet with you. I live in Cleveland.
Okay,
you can.
Okay.
You
well,
can,
let's slow down, Larry. Slow down.
No. I want to give you a hug. You know why?
I will give you a hug. I just want to let I want you, if you slow down and let me tell you, the next time I am in, you listen to the show?
Yeah, I listen to the show all the time.
So when the next time I'm in Cleveland, we can make arrangements and we go out to lunch. Is that okay?
Yeah, I actually work at Suzy Soups.
Okay, so we can. I have no problem eating where you work. So we can. The people at Good Morning America, they do more than that. But we can sit down and we can have lunch. Now, I will say this about other athletes. I can't speak for what other people do or do not do. I can speak for what I do. I'm not going to say that athletes are not outside in the community. If we specifically want to talk about individuals with intellectual disabilities and having support, there are many athletes who are a part of the movement, many of which I know, many of whom I've met. We have great supporters, people like Dalton Reisner.
I need their help. I need to see them. I need to meet with them.
Larry, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield is no longer in Cleveland. And for whatever anyone thought about him as a quarterback or a person, Baker Mayfield was someone who was a staunch advocate and a supporter for Special Olympics and people with intellectual disabilities. So I'm going to tell you this, Larry, because we can have a very long conversation here, with which I don't want to do. We can do that personally. If you go to SpecialOlympics.org, and I'm also sure you're familiar, go check out Cleveland or Ohio Special Olympics. I was in Ohio earlier this year. Check that out, and I think you'll find more information that will make you happier. And if you ever have a question, you can contact me directly, jrsportbrief@gmail.com. Is that a good deal?
I'm going to do that. I'm going to send you an email.
Okay. Well, we can keep the conversation rolling, okay? That's jrsportbrief@gmail.com. I look forward to meeting you, Larry, okay?
I look forward to meeting you as well and listening to your show every night.
Thank you so
much. Happy holidays.
To you as well, Larry. Thank you for calling from Cleveland. You know what? Not every athlete goes out and publicizes, you know, what they do. We have a lot of athletes who you would never know. I mean, come on. I go meet with people. I go meet them at a cafe. You don't know that they're outside because they don't have cameras following them around. I hate to break it to you. And we had this conversation. He said it right here on the air. Orlando Brown Jr., who protects Patrick Mahomes, he joined us about a month ago. He joined us the day after a game. And I asked him, you know, what don't we as quote-unquote regular people, you know, see about professional athletes? And he said, it's like, yeah, you know, when the game is over, we're people. He's like, hey, Patrick Mahomes, he's leaving the facility and he's going home to his wife. Like, okay, he might have a bigger house, he has money, but he's a person. He has family, he has friends. And I have to tell you, as someone who knows some of these folks, they're people. They have birthday parties. They have kids. They bounce around. You go to their house, they have barbecues. They're people. They didn't wake up and fall out of outer space. They're not Superman. They're not Clark Kent or whatever his alien name was. No, they're people. They're human beings. And we have a lot who like to maintain that when the cameras are off, who do amazing things in the community for a variety of issues that we don't hear about. And so I think sometimes we have to be careful when we say, I don't see anybody doing anything in the community. They don't do anything. You never know where resources are coming from and where help is coming from as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk more about Thursday Night Football, and then I'm going to get to your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.